Hey, Moose Room listeners, Emily here. We at the Moose Room are busy getting ready for our May mental health series, and we want to hear from you. What questions do you have about mental health, mental illness, stress management, or anything in between? We would love to get your questions so we can answer them on our upcoming Ask the Expert episode for May Mental Health Awareness Month. Send your questions to themooseroom@umn.edu, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 612-624-3610. Please note any questions or submissions that you send in will be kept anonymous. We appreciate your help and look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome to the Moose Room. Today, it's just me, Brad Hines, by myself. Decided to record one myself. Today, talk a little bit about precision technology. I get a lot of questions from farmers, you know, what technology should I use? How should I use it? So we're going to maybe talk a little bit about what we have here at our dairy and what I've been working with for the last 10 years on cow monitors, calf feeders, you name it. But first, I'll provide a real world update for those that you might be interested, you might not. But some of you know, in 2020, I milked a cow for 5 months, supposed to calve in December 2022. And she did. She calved with a dead heifer calf. Then thought she had milk fever, and an hour later, she had passed away. So kind of a sad situation. I lost a cow and a calf. She maybe tore something during calving inside that caused her demise. So unfortunately, this professor also has real world animals and issues that happen with that. But we forge on, and we have, I have a heifer calf out of her. It's a yearling. And so we'll keep moving on with the showstring and having fun that way too. So, but anyways, kind of leads a little bit to precision technology and monitoring health of cows and what we do. So had a few questions from farmers. So I wrote an article for Progressive Dairy in September about precision technologies that we've been using on our dairy and what might be out there for farmers. So talk a little bit our journey on what we have. And we have a lot of technologies here on our cows. And, you know, by no means am I going to promote one or over the other. I think there's lots of reasons why a farm would choose one technology over the next. Really, what are you going to do with it? What sort of level of trust you have in the system? What you have for labor, your facilities? You know, are you grazing? Are you in confinement? I think there's just a lot of different reasons why you might choose one sensor over the other. So I had a question from a farmer about wanting to replace his system. And so we kind of talked through about what his options were and where he might go with activity monitoring systems. So that's really how I got into it, was activity monitoring. You know, 10 years ago, these systems were being used for activity and rumination monitoring, and they do so much more than that today. You know, that's what we started with. I actually started with the SCR collar. So it's now it's a all flex system, sense hub monitoring system. But I started with the SCR collars a long time ago. I think we put them in October of 2013. So 10 years ago, we've been using that system. And I'd say, you know what? It worked well. Obviously, we had some issues at the beginning because we were a grazing herd and it was maybe during the summertime was recording a lot of high activity when we switched pastures, when there was lots of flies, heat stress, you name it. It might not have worked as well on pasture as what it did when our cows were in confinement. But I think we worked with the company and helped adjust our algorithm. So it does much better now on pasture. That system had collars. It still has collars today, but they also have an ear tag system. So I still have collars on every single cow. You know, some farms bought it and were switching tags, collars on cows, depending on who they were breeding, and would take them off during the dry period. And I've just left them on. It's a lot less maintenance to do that. And just a few months ago in November of 2022, I made the jump to the SenseHub ear tags, and I started putting them in heifers for breeding purposes. And we'll talk about another system that I've had in breeding heifers as well. And so I thought I'd give this a try to see how well it does with breeding our heifers. And we've had so far good luck with it detecting heats. It detects activity and rumination. Obviously, with heifers, I'm more interested in it from a breeding purpose than I am anything else. And I think it's doing well. You know, our heifers are about 3/4 of a mile from our milking parlor, where we have a lot of the activity computers and stuff. So we are able to see those heifers in real time on our computer, and then be able to, you know, get semen together and go down and breed those heifers without, you know, kind of having to rile them up or go down and look to see who's in heat and then run back and forth. So it's been a great way to save labor. So we started with the collar system on SCR. Like I said, it's worked well. And then in 2015, I got the cow manager tags. So cow manager is an ear tag system. I like the idea of ear tags. Sometimes it was the maintenance on the collars was a lot of work, trying to replace collars. And if they died, so the first generation of collars didn't last very well in our harsh wintertime conditions, but we used them and published a lot of good research off of those collars, and still do today. But I switched to the ear tags to see how well they worked, how well they worked on pasture, used them for breeding purposes. I also like the idea that they had solar router receivers that I could put in pastures, so the cows didn't have to return to the milking parlor to download the data, which we had in our SCR system. We had a long distance reader, but cows sometimes were too far away. So right now with the cow manager system, I have about 12 solar receivers. They're all around our pasture, and they work well. I like them on, we've put them on heifers before. You know, our heifer pastures are 2 miles from the milking parlor, and I can beam the data back all that way. So it's really been a labor saver for breeding our heifers when they're on pasture. And it's worked quite well, worked really well for breeding purposes in our heifers. And some of you have, shout out to Glenda Pereira at University of Maine. She's the one that has validated the cow manager on pasture. We did that research here in Morris, did well for rumination. Maybe the activity was not quite as accurate on pasture. So there are some improvements on their algorithm that needed to be done on pasture as well. It's worked much better. Obviously, it does work very well in a confinement type system in the wintertime when our cows are in confinement. And it provides lots of information, activity, does eating time, rumination, and it also does body temperature. So skin body temperature, you know, this is an ear tag in their ear. You know, if I look at it today, it's just above 0 degrees here in Morris, Minnesota. And the ear temperature of our cows right now is reading at 40 degrees. So it's reading just above ambient, a little bit above ambient air temperature that can be used to detect health issues in cows. I like it to look at rumination. It's really helped us detect some issues in our herd. You know, the SCR system has done that as well. I love the rumination of these systems because we're able to find issues with feed or if a cow is sick a little bit earlier than seeing maybe clinical signs, or it's like, oh, she's down in milk today. What's going on? And we're able to pick those up, you know, a little bit earlier. You know, we're not going to pick them up a few days before that. You might on some cows, but we're able to pick those up and go, ah, rumination's off in this cow. What's going on? We need to go check her and see what's happening. So it's been a lifesaver in some cows to be able to see what's happening in those cows based on rumination and activity. And we use this for breeding purposes too. So we use both cow manager and SCR right now for activity detection in for breeding of our cows. So that's sort of where we went with those two systems. In 2018, I won't talk much about this system, but we acquired a SmartBow system in our cows. It's now a Zoetis product. It doesn't get used very often. There's maybe a few herds that are still using it in the U.S. And we used it. It's another ear tag system where we're able to detect activity and rumination of cows. And we validated it on pasture. Again, Glenda Pereira validated that on pasture and showed it did very well for grazing detection of cows. And I thought it was, it also did real-time location of cows. So I think that, you know, maybe it was a little bit ahead of its time, but I think those systems are coming, looking at being able to ID cows and find them, whether they're in freestall barns or on pasture or wherever it might be. So real-time location is something that's kind of at the forefront. And I do like that ability in sensor systems. It's just, you know, we have this system and don't use it much anymore, which is too bad. Another one that we've had, and I've had discussions with farmers lately about these because it's being a little bit more marketed in the U.S., is called SmaxTech. So it's a rumen bolus that you give through the cows in their mouth and goes into the rumen reticulum area. And this does some of the same things that some of these other sensors do. It detects activity, it detects rumination on cows. One thing that we used this sensor for of our cows was to detect heat stress. And we used it in a research setting where graduate student Kirsten Sharp used these to detect heat stress and shade in cows. And it's kind of interesting. This bolus now can look at drinking and when cows drink in our herd. So it is really interesting that, you know, all of these sensors do something different, obviously. This one has a long distance reader too, where I can read cows on pasture. We'll certainly be looking at SmaxTech boluses of cows on pasture this summer. We're going to be doing some research in a grazing situation to see how well they do. You know, I can look at a cow here as an example. I can see that, you know, she had 4 drinking events during the day. It looks at the internal body temperature of a cow and determines, you know, obviously when the temperature goes down, looks like she was having a drinking event. So she was drinking water. So a cow, you know, they have a couple big drinking events during that time period. This one also does rumination. You know, our average rumination from SmaxTech today is 496 minutes is what our average rumination is from Smaxtech on Account Manager. It's about 500 minutes. I'd have to look at, it's about the same on the SDR system. So they're all pretty consistent. Obviously, they're not exactly the same because their algorithms are a little bit different, but they're all kind of detecting the same thing. I do like this one because it looks at internal body temperature. I like to see that in what our cows are doing, looking at heat stress, things like that. So it is very interesting to see the internal temperature of our cows, and where we can look at drinking cycles, we can look at heat stress. We're really, I like it from a heat stress stand period to be able to see this. You know, there is a downside to all of these systems. They're not perfect. You know, this one, you put a bolus in an animal, and when they leave, well, you can't retrieve that bolus. It's kind of just gone. So sometimes that's hard for farmers to stomach, that you're going to put a sensor in a cow and you're not going to get that money back. Whereas the collars or tags are reusable. And so it's another good one. We're going to be exploring that a lot more with some students this summer really seeing what the Smaxtech system might do. In 2019, I got some money from the University of Minnesota here, internal money, to upgrade our milking parlor. And that we put in AFI milk system with AFI Lab. So that has a pedometer with it. We have used it a little bit for breeding purposes on pasture. It's supposed to do quite well. You know, it's a leg tag that we can use for detecting activity in cows. It also detects number of steps. You know, some of our cows during the summertime are walking 50,000 steps per day. How would you like to walk that much a day? I think we'd be all tired. But the neat thing about this system is it does, it detects inline fat, protein, lactose, conductivity while the cows are milking. So it can help us in detection of ketosis, mastitis, or rumen acidosis, what's going on in those. So we've used that quite a bit in detection. And you know, I like it to be able to look at fat and protein and detect those cows, especially after freshening. You know, we can detect fresh cow diseases or fresh cow problems pretty quickly in this milking parlor situation, where we can see fat and protein, or we know that something's going on with these cows right away when we're looking at daily milk. And these systems are expensive. It's a lot of money to be able to do that, and not every farm can do that. But these things are gaining in popularity just for the sheer amount of data and animal health information that they certainly provide. We also have a calf feeder, an automatic calf feeder. It's a Holman Lau Calf Expert. Why did we go with Holman Lau when there's so many other systems out there? Well, simple fact is not many people had it, and I wanted to try something different. I didn't want to do the same thing that everybody else was doing, which is, I know, is a shocker that I would do something different than what everybody else is doing. But we've had this calf feeder for 5 years now, and you know, we've used it on and off. Obviously, a lot of people know about our calf project, and so we haven't used it in a little bit in a few years with heifer calves. So we've used it on bull calves, but it's done quite well. It's a labor savings possibly on our system. In our system, I think it's a different management to be able to have an automatic calf feeder. You know, some people love them, some people don't like them. I like them enough that I would put all of our calves on them one day on an auto feeder. From our management situation, it just makes sense being able to feed as much milk as what we want, or you know, try different things. And I think the future is going to be on some farms with automatic calf feeding. You know, and no doubt they are expensive ways to feed calves, and by no means should everybody have one of these. You know, it comes with its challenges as well. And I like it, but sometimes it can be a headache. And But it does grow nice calves. It grows nice calves. And I'm not going to go a lot of detail about calf feeding and auto feeders. Maybe we'll do that one day with something else. But we do have an auto feeder, and I do continue to use it. And it does work well. I have another calf monitoring system. It's called Futuro calf system. It's for individual calf housing. So if you have individual house calves, you can still monitor them. And it gives a lot of information on activity and risk of disease for these animals. So we've had this for maybe a year now. We're kind of monitoring it, looking at it, seeing what it's doing, how well it's working with our calves about picking up activity and things like that. So there'll be, you know, some future studies with this system, but there is ways to monitor calves in an individual housing situation. And this is not a sensor that goes on a calf or anything. It goes on a panel, you know, wire panel or anything out front, so it can detect motion and movement of calves. So it's kind of an interesting new concept of calf monitoring. And it's from Europe, like most of these systems that we've had. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this and for monitoring individual calves, because, you know, individual calves need monitoring too. And, you know, we've moved calves into a group housing situation more and more here, but there are ways to be able to monitor those calves. Well, and the question I get too is, so what's the up and coming sensors? What's Brad going to try next? Where are we going? Well, some of that has to do with unmanned vehicles. So autonomous vehicles in pasture for herding of cows. So can we use an autonomous, you know, unmanned vehicle to herd cows from pasture? So they've done some of that in Australia a lot for, you know, herding of cows with robots, things like that. So we're trying to move into that realm and see if that works for herding of cows in our situation. The new thing that I'm seeing is virtual fencing. So being able to have a virtual fence for your cows, so they wear a more than likely a collar, and you set up a boundary. So a virtual fence can keep animals inside, so you don't have to set up all these break fences or different fencing systems with cows. So it's kind of interesting. There's a few of those situations. One is called No Fence from Norway. There's another one called eShepherd from Australia, Halter from New Zealand, Vents, which is owned by Merck here in the US. So there's some new things coming from the virtual fencing realm. And I don't have one of those here. I would like to get one of those. So if anybody's listening would like to work with me on a virtual fencing system, I'd more than willing like to do that. To see how well they work. And so I can help farmers decide whether, when they get to that point of virtual fencing, to see if it actually makes any sense. Another one is looking at satellite images to determine forage quality and forage availability. And this can be for grazing farmers, also trying to do some things with alfalfa fields. So we can determine pasture biomass or pasture quantity by looking at satellite images from a satellite. I had a graduate student just finish her master's degree looking at this. And it, you know, for a couple droughty years, it works well. It's got some nuances that we're still looking at and trying to figure out, but it provides some interesting information and being able to estimate pasture forage quantity from a satellite that's flying around above us. Is kind of interesting. It's also been trying to determine NDF, so digestibility of alfalfa, so we can determine the optimal time for cutting alfalfa. Wouldn't that be cool if we can estimate NDF from a satellite and determine when the exact time is that we can cut alfalfa for harvesting for cows? That's kind of cool. So we're going to be testing a little small little project here and getting some, see if we can get some NDF measurements on our pastures and, you know, kind of do some clippings and see what we can get. So it's kind of interesting in that realm. So those are the kind of the things that I see coming, you know, using satellites, virtual fencing, and unmanned vehicles in the technology world. You know, we've gone full circle from activity monitors and wearable sensors on cows to now talking about lots of other technology to save labor. Really, I think that's the big thing, is being able to save labor on dairy farms with these monitoring systems. So they're exciting. I still continue to work with them. I want to do more. As always, you know, everybody, you know, knows we can just put a sensor in it and make things better. Not really, but I think that's the goal in us trying to determine what's good for farmers. You know, that's what we're here for, and trying to help farmers determine what might be the best system for their herd. What one person has is not going to be what's good for the other. So hopefully you learned a little bit today about what sensors we have here at our research center and what we're doing and where we're going with that. So we'll call that a wrap. And if you want to know more, feel free to contact me about what sensors or where we're going in the future with precision technology. And we'll talk to you later.
Hey, Moose Room listeners, Emily here. We at the Moose Room are busy getting ready for our May mental health series, and we want to hear from you. What questions do you have about mental health, mental illness, stress management, or anything in between? We would love to get your questions so we can answer them on our upcoming Ask the Expert episode for May Mental Health Awareness Month. Send your questions to themooseroom@umn.edu, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 612-624-3610. Please note, any questions or submissions that you send in will be kept anonymous. We appreciate your help and look forward to hearing from you.